USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden visited Israel on Wednesday, adding yet another entry to his long list of gaffes. He mistakenly said we must keep alive the, quote, honor of the Holocaust.
Later today, I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives who were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
The president made the flub shortly after touching down in Israel, kicking off a two-day visit with the Middle Eastern country's leaders. U.S. inflation surged to a new four-decade high in June. The government's consumer price index soared 9.1% over the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new poll found that Democrats and Republicans are neck and neck in the upcoming midterm elections, with Democrats citing gun violence as their number one concern. This even as the economy continues to tumble. The Siena College Research Institute poll found the race to control Congress is tight, with voters preferring Democrats to Republicans by just one percentage point. The poll noted 44% favored Republicans, 43% expressed support for Democrats in congressional races. Video of a hallway outside classrooms at a Uvalde, Texas school where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in May is renewing questions about police accountability. Nearly 80 minutes of surveillance video showed heavily armed police officers lingering in the hallway for more than an hour before confronting the gunman. Uvalde residents shouted questions at a city council meeting asking whether those officers are still on the payroll. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Is there any intelligent life out there? Here on Earth, the House approved an amendment to the annual defense spending bill on Wednesday that would establish a secure system for reporting UFOs. The system set up by the amendment would receive reports of any event relating to a UFO, in addition to any related activity from the government, federal contractors, or programs. People may be distracted with the deals from Amazon's Prime Day, but the online retailer is delivering more than just packages. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts.
A federal appeals court reinstated a seasonal lobstering closure off the coast of Maine aimed at protecting critically endangered North Atlantic right whales. The ruling by the First Circuit Court of Appeals upholds a previous ruling that prohibits lobster fishing with buoy lines 30 miles off the coast from October to January. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.